Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to the Center for the Study of Truth. Here is your host, Stephen Mager. We'll start after this message. Stay with us. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome everyone. Here, Stephen Mager, Center for the Study of Truth. I will speak about, before we start with our topics we'll speak about today, I want to remind you that about my website, www.stephenmager.com. I will put the links below to my website. I encourage you to check out what I post there in English also, and the books and all the resources and the presentations I post there that you can download for free, and you can study what you can study, and to do your work with your researching. Okay, what I will speak about today, about couple topics that I make some small presentation, and I remind to everyone that I do the great work to do in languages I know, that Hebrew and language and English languages, that as I do in my country, that I say here in this country, the ignorance is very, very in the high levels, and here is the people with very low consciousness, and they misunderstanding in what is really taking place in our world and why is taking place in our world, and all this educational system and the religious system, they block us to understand the occult science that I speak about a little bit today, and with I will explain some traditions that I study in the past years. And I connect between them, and this is essential to understand and to know for our rights and freedom to return this to us, our freedom that these sorcerers take from us, and because of this massive ignorant population, because of them, they decide they want it, they want to be a slaves. Whatever the ignorant or no, they decided, they choose that, they behave like this, they don't understand, they have they have objective morality that you cannot change, and it doesn't matter what you think is moral or no, have objective morality, it cannot be your morality or my morality, or you think like this, you think is moral, you think is bad, you think is good, it doesn't matter. People need to understand, have objective morality that of natural law, that I will explain it today with the Hermetic tradition a little bit. I will speak about this and all these seven principles that underlying and inherent in our creation and in our universe and in our hearts, and we need to live with them with harmony, because people not understand why they suffering, why some events in their life occur, and then not understand why and what the reason for that, and what one of these reasons they not understand the occult and the esoteric system of traditions and ancient mystical traditions that I will explain a little bit in this presentation. That I called occult knowledge that is essential for us, for our rights and freedom. I will start with Hermetic tradition, that I explain about seven principles of natural law that inherent in our creation, as I say, And whatever or no, we ignore that, or we live by this, or we live it in harmony, or whatever, we ignore these principles, it doesn't matter for us, because these principles is anyways will work for us or against us. It doesn't matter, it's not, it's good or bad, it can be good or bad. And people need to understand, they cannot look on things or this or that. Thing can be good or bad, white or black, okay? It can be this or that. It depends who holds the knowledge, okay? So, we'll start about the seven principles. And before we start, I want to remind that have a book. Also, I post it in my website, www.stevenmager.com. You can see I post a book, Kybalion, by three initiates that explain about these seven principles very clear way in the short book that called Kybalion, the three initiates. It's not just the three initiates. This is the body of body, mind, soul, the father, mother, and son, thought, emotion, and action. And you see, they put it here, and you see the connection. So, this is explained about basic principles of laws of nature that this book is explaining. But you will see these principles. I explain it a lot of from my work in my website, and from my work I do. I explain a lot from this information to people to understand that this is basic principles, seven principles, the principle of mentalism, principle of correspondence, principle of vibration, principles of polarity, principle of rhythm, principle of cause and effect, and principle of gender, okay? And people need to understand that these people who, I not say these people, the sorcerers that control the world, they manipulate the humanity through these principles in education, in politics, in daily life, because people ignorant and they live unconscious mind every day by habits, whatever is immoral they do or moral, these principles, they govern the consequences of human behavior, okay? This hidden knowledge contains the knowledge about the human consciousness and how it's working, and the knowledge of the laws of nature. That is the inherent and spiritual principle that govern the consequences of human behavior, okay? And principles of laws of nature, this is the keys for cosmic insight and access to the universal intelligence, okay? Without to know these principles, you cannot involve your soul and to arrive to higher consciousness without knowing them or ignore them, okay? You need to live them with them by harmony. Also, the anarchists also need to live this with harmony. Anarchists cannot be anarchist, real anarchist, without know this, that is, have objective morality and have these principles that we need to live in harmony with them. We cannot ignore them, okay? We can ignore them, but will be harmful consequence after that, okay? So we need to be aware they exist, okay? They all the time exist. We need to be aware of that and look the causality of the things, as the cause and effect say. Okay, so the principle of mentalism say that everything starts from a mental. Everything is mental. The universe is in mental, okay? Everything starts from the mind. Because of that, they manipulate every day, 24/7, the mind through the mainstream media, through the science and religions, and everywhere, you see, they manipulated the mind, okay? Because they know this principles is based, this is basic principle of all of the rest of the principles, okay? So because the mentalism, everything is mental, but in different scales, okay? The principle of correspondence say that as within, so without, as above, so below. Everything is projection, everything is like mirror. We harm someone, we will get harm back. As you see outside, we inside. We as a collective consciousness, our minds, our hearts together, and our behavior together, we govern the consequences and the society outside we see external of us, as internal as external, okay? The principle of vibration say that everything is vibration. Nothing is stop in the place. Everything need to move, because a lot, I say to people, because you see in the streets dead people inside, they dead. They so low frequency have that they almost die. They live, but they die inside because their frequency is very low and they not evolve, because the universe want evolutions. It want progress. Nothing is stopped. No arrival point. Everything is moving all the time. Okay, the principle of polarity, this is the principle they manipulated a lot and have a lot of misunderstanding about this principle, as in politics, as in everywhere. People not understand this is paradox. Everything have one energy in the middle, everything have two extremes, two paradoxes, but it's the same thing, the same energy, but in the same different scales, this different levels of energy. Example, heat or cold. Is the same energy, but in different directions, different levels of heat, okay? The same like love and fear. This is emotions. This is the same energy, but in different levels, okay? People need to understand the difference. Example, they play around in the governments and all this bullshit they put in the democracy. They put two sides for the same slavery system exist, okay? So they use this in conscious way, these principles, and manipulate the minds of the people to make immoral behavior and create chaos and slavery in our society, in our world, okay? So the next principle is Ratum. The principle of Ratum say, everything is rhythm, as the universe move, everything moves, and we need to understand the direction, we need to understand where is the human consciousness go, what direction, and this doesn't mean we cannot progress. It's just will be more hard to progress if we go against the wind, example. If we go with the wind, it will be more easy to educate others, example, or... will be more open-minded to get more knowledge, okay? The next principle is cause and effect. The cause and effect, I suggest you to see one scene in the movie of Matrix Reloaded, that the discussion between Moravenger, Neo, and Morpheus, that he say the choice is illusion. What have is causality. Causality, okay, that we need to understand the reason why. If you not ask question why, you are a slave. This is what difference between slave and the master. The master know this causality, they know exist causality. They choose is illusion, okay? They choose to do something because they told them to do something. Someone told you to do something that you do, you choose that, but you not understand the reasons. You not look back to the reasons why, okay? The people forget to ask the question why, and they too much stuck in the in the symptoms of the problems. Example, in my country that have misunderstanding in what occult meanings, okay, that is hidden knowledge, as the Latin word say, they not understand and they expose the truth. A lot of people understand something wrong, but they still not understand why it's happened, what the really problem and what the solution for that, okay, and why it's happening, you know, really how the universe operates. And we not enough educate people what is moral, what is morality means, that is objective, is something objective. And because of people not study occult here, they not understand that. They not understand these laws. They not understand these principles. And they have a lot of confusion here. And because of that, the slavery here is very, very in high levels. Example, we cannot be armed here. It's not legal to be armed in this country. That is completely slavery. That here is like this, and they take you by force to the army. You understand? So understand what level here of the slavery. Because here people not understand. They stuck in the religion systems. They believe whatever the rabbi say or the school say, and they do what he say. Even the rabbi understands something wrong, but they not understand more than this. They think they chosen people. They have this privilege. They suffering in the Holocaust, and they think nothing will beg this again, like before. Okay, they not understand they fanats of this religion and this government. That this is a cult. Okay, this is a religion also. Okay, so the principle of gender also, this the gender is not only expressed in our physically, the man and female. This is also about our consciousness and inner world, that he have the logical thinking, the analytical, the action. Okay, when we have the holistic thinking and the emotions and artistic skills, dancing, music, on all this, okay? So we need to be balanced. This chemical wedding need to be together, and we need to be in harmony with these both sides of gender, the masculine and the feminine. And this also the Kabbalah I speak about, and Freemasonry, and all this tradition I'll speak about later. So this is the point. Need to be in the middle to evolve our consciousness up to the higher level. So the next tradition is Kabbalah. As you see, the tree of life, the pillar of mercy and the pillar of severity. The pillar of mercy, as you see from the right side, the Chokhmah, this means wisdom. This is the right side of the pillar, is representing the masculine energy, the external world, and the inner world from the left side, the severity. This is the feminine aspect of us, the Bina. And we need to be in the middle of them to arrive to the higher consciousness level, the Keter. This is represent the crown, okay? And this is our map, how we can navigate our consciousness through this tree. Okay, so excuse me, and in the word in Hebrew, the word Kabbalah means to receive. Okay, it means to receive. Lekabel, ani kibalti, it means I received. Okay, the Kabbalah is study and practice of Hebrew esoteric system, that which communicates to the initiate through symbols and correspondences to the tree of life, okay? It consists 10 sefarot, as you see here, have 10 sefarot, and we can expressing our consciousness through 22 different ways that the Hebrew letters here you see, okay, on the tree. We have 22 paths of Hebrew words. This also connected to the Tarot tradition. I will speak about later. That is interesting to combine. This is the problem here. People not combine other traditions. They only stuck in one, and they cannot know more because they need to complete the puzzle with other traditions, okay? To really understand the deeper levels of that traditions. Excuse me. This also talk about characteristics and mental, emotional, and how we behave on a basis on these 22 ways of expression, okay? The Kabbalah, you will see in a lot of traditions like the Lema, like Freemasonry, like all this stuff. Because I will tell you, here in Israel, have problem that people think Freemasonry, they make all these control systems and all the slavery and the evil, the cult, they satanic, like they worship Satan. Okay, they don't understand Satanism is something, is a religion and this is a way of life. Okay, this is something like ideology. They don't understand that, and they not understand that Freemasonry is in the core of this tradition is esoteric tradition that very very ancient, even before ancient Egypt. Okay. And they still thinking they do all these things because they put the symbology of them there and all this allegory of Freemasonry. They use this in the control system and they put all the symbols around the temples they make and all these symbols of media on all these political companies and all this. They use these symbols for bad reason, bad purpose. Okay, they use this tradition for bad purpose. They use Kabbalah for bad purpose. It's not only bad or good. They think all the Freemasonry is very bad. What they do today with the Freemasonry is something different. This bunch of clowns sit down in these lodges there, fancy one, and they think they're helping for all the society. But or they not understand what is really the great work means. Okay, that this tradition is speak about objective morality and how to be a better person. Okay, and how to make higher your level of consciousness. Yes, all this tradition speak about this. Yes, you also can use it for bad purposes. Yes, of course. Also, Kabbalah, you can use it for bad purposes. But people not understand that this is not the same. This is not the real tradition of Freemasonry. And they think they have misunderstanding with this. And I try to explain with other activists there and interviews. And I try to explain them this is not exactly what you think it is. This is not black or white. This can be both sides. Okay, this is the same like Judaism, let's say Kabbalah, the same all the traditions, the same everything, all the symbols also. And sometimes people even think I'm evil. I'm arrived from this cult or something like that, and they try to. They think I'm Satanist or something like that. You understand? This is part of the mind control that people automatically think something evil. Okay, they not understand the principle of polarity of all these things. So let's continue to the next subject. This is a tarot. Okay, as I say, I combine tarot with Kabbalah. I suggest one book. I think I have in the website. I forget the name of the author, but it's a very very nice book explaining about all this. Combine the tradition of tarot and Kabbalah. And these two traditions need to go hand by hand together to really understand the meaning of these traditions. That also in this tradition is misunderstanding. That people think this is something evil, but they don't understand this is like to understand where is your consciousness in the right place now and what should direction you take. Okay? And this also explaining about expression of our consciousness and the four elements and all this tree of life of Kabbalah, okay? So the occult cultures, which is combination of Kabbalah and Tarot, is important to note that all occult cultures cannot operate separately. Everything is connected and all symbols are correspond with everything. Okay, people need to understand if they want really to know the truth and really investigate the truth, to be a very high level of researching work, they need to combine other cultures and find the contradictions and just combine them together to make a deeper understanding of what these traditions speak about. Okay, example, the magician speak about higher self, higher level of consciousness that Keter in the Tree of Life represent, the place of the Keter, okay, the one Sephora, the first one, and the Justice card is represent the natural law, the natural law of creation, the justice, the balance, and the macrocosm, the microcosm, and the macrocosm, as I say, as within, so without. Okay? Excuse me. And also, I forget to say, they have in the Tree of Life. Wait, I go back. I have here Safara is zero, Da'at, is mean knowledge. This from the point from where the tree grows from. And Da'at in Hebrew means knowledge, okay? Is also connected to the Genesis story. That also in the Trivium you see grammar, logic, rhetoric, okay? This is get the knowledge, understand that, and make it in action, okay? To behave based on the knowledge, to arrive to the higher consciousness. People need to understand, here I explained a lot about trivium and quadrivium methodology of study, that I not see even one school on one person really study on that methodology of study, like trivium and quadrivium, that is rhetoric, geometry, music, astronomy, grammar, logic, rhetoric, that they not understand these things, that they cannot ignore some resource of knowledge if they not agree with this, or someone tell them is evil or something like that. They need to get they need to put inside all the knowledge from a lot of resources of knowledge and make the contradictions and filtrating process, and after they need to act upon this. They need to behave upon this knowledge they have. More knowledge you have, more quality of behavior you put outside, and more quality of manifestation you put outside in the world, and you build better world. As a collective beings we are, as a collecting hearts and minds together, we building the world, depend on what quality we build the world. If they put garbage on daily basis in the news and everywhere, garbage 24/7, of course the low manifestation will arrive in the world, and chaos and slavery will arrive also with this. Okay, so the next tradition is Freemasonry. It's interesting to know that when I studied Freemasonry, I look on this picture and I meditate sometimes on this picture. And this very empowering picture, I have to say, that is also representing the Boaz and Jachin, and you see strength and beauty from both sides, the masculine and feminine, that we need to find the balance between them to arrive to the enlightenment of self. As you see the key in the middle, in this is the balance point, and the moon and the sun and the eye up to arrive to the point of self-balance, to arrive to the alignment. That is one of the tracing board degrees of Freemasonry. Okay, this is esoteric tradition with about knowledge of the self, which becomes a builder, meaning improvement of the mind and the soul, which will eventually lead to the resurrection of the higher self. Okay? Everything is about rebirth again. We live in the darkness. In the beginning, we not understand. We don't understand the difference between right or wrong. We don't understand the difference between black and white, as you see in this picture. To go up and evolutionary and progress our soul, okay? So we need to admit that we're in the darkness. And put the next level, that is trust in the process, and put the feminine aspect inside, okay, and put the action in the end. I will explain it later about the tracing board degrees. You will understand it better. But this is the picture of Jacob's ladder. I think it's very interesting, because if you turn it 90 degrees, You will see here west and east, everything by spring equinox, and you will see the west is where is the tracing board, and the east is where is the sun, the light, is where is the sun go, the three directions, the south, west, and the east. Very interesting, and I encourage you to read about this tradition more, and I post it also books in my website, so I suggest you to go to check out. So you see it here, and originally is esoteric system of study operated by allegorical and symbolic meanings, how to involve our consciousness to the higher levels. Okay, this is tradition speak about usually about allegories, through allegories and symbology, that people can involve their consciousness in the higher levels to arrive to the better person with inner light and give to others light. This is what I say, these Freemasons, they consider themselves Freemasons, but they not do the great work, they not put the information outside. No one says need to be hiding. This all the point here, you need to share the knowledge to others, to give them the light, and not support the slavery system of the governments as they do now, and support the pedophiles networks here in the world. Yes, but I'll speak about that. These people, they not even not understand what they need to do. They need to give others the knowledge. They need to give the light to others. They need to do something about that. This is the third degree, say, the Master Mason degree, as I say, as I will put it later on now. You see, this is the tracing board degrees, the 3 degrees, entering the apprentice and fellow craft master mason. This is the entering apprentice, this is the first degree. This is admit that people, me as individual in the darkness, we not understand, we in the base consciousness, I need to understand that, I need to put the ego down to understand that, and to understand I have a long way forward to go, to study and to do something. And the fellow craft is the care. Okay, you need to care about that. You need to care about the progress. And the third is Master Mason. This is the action, the resurrection. When you do the action based on this, this make you resurrect again. It's like reincarnation, something like that, to rebirth again. Everything rebirth again, like the sun. Go in the east, go into the west, and go again to the east, and sunset and sunrise, every day the same, okay? The same us, the same our life. As you see here in Israel, I put some pictures that they put this symbology everywhere in the court, in the Supreme Court of Israel and Jerusalem. You see this temple here, they put it. People not understand this is a temple. And people go there to worship their gods. They think they're gods in the earth. And the people go to worship them in this temple that they call a court, Supreme Court. That you see this pyramid in the top. And you see the pyramid in the Elat city. And you see, people not understand. And if they understand this symbology, they not say it's evil. They not understand what is that means. They look on this, they not understand. But this is what they say. But this, they use this symbology for bad purpose. As I will show later a short video of ritual they do before, I think 2 weeks ago. They call it Independence Day, okay? Enslavement Day, this is what I call about. So they put ritual there with all these symbols of Freemasonry. I show it later on. But I want to continue with these pictures, as you see, clearly, okay? This is inside the court, as you see the light and the circle up, as the circle of the, you have this tool of Freemasonry that makes circles, that you see the light is up, and you see this people down, and they worship this people that think they are gods. They think the S of them have the sun rising from their S, and the people like it, and they look on them like gods with this light up, and all this go to the subconscious mind of the people with all this symbology that they no have idea what is they try to tell them in the occult way. in the esoteric terms. So this is what I see in the court and everywhere. And maybe have more picture. Yes, this is from the ritual I will speak about. I speak about. You see this pyramid and black and white everywhere. And all this they put in the minds of the people. They no have idea what this try to tell them. No have idea. Now I want to show you something. Some video from this. Wait. Yes. Look on this ritual they make before 2 weeks, I think. This. They put doctors there around in white. This is killers. I call the killers of the hospitals. They don't understand they are killers. Whatever, they worship the money and the power they have in the society, they think. So they not care about the health of the people. Okay? But they around in white in the all these doctors, they killers, but they not know they are killers. Okay? People not understand this, all these rituals. And it's very disturbing what they show here. This is really disturbing. Black cube in the middle, as you see. Black cube in the middle and white around. Black and white. They think we are stupid. We not understand this. They think we are stupid. But we're not stupid. We understand what you say here. We understand what you try to do. Psychopaths. This is who you are. A miserable psychopaths. Piece of shit. This is what they make to the people. They worship this psychopaths. This religion. They worship this religion called government. That they believe everything what they say, even this bullshit, that not exist any disease outside. And the same death rates every year. And they're still lying to people. And they show this nonsense here, that they think they may not understand what they show here through the symbols. But they try to dual people again and again and again, to put them in duality. To make them stupid and dumbs, okay? Butterflies. I don't need to tell you what does that mean. It's very disturbing, friends. Very disturbing what's going on here. Look at this. These idiots don't know what they take part of. They don't understand they are cult members. Cult members that take part of this slavery system, and they take their action, they take their behavior and make this happen. This slavery to happen. And these people, they just support that. Okay, they not understand They don't have idea. Look on their eyes. They don't have life in the eyes. A little bit light they don't have in the eyes. They don't understand because they hypnotize to this shit they put outside. This hypnotization. Okay, they hypnotize people for this. And they use these symbols of these occult symbols. They use this for just to for the mind control. They use this for the mind control and engineering of consciousness of the people. They make the people to behave in certain way they want to behave. Okay? Through the mind and through their everything. And people just give up from their sovereignty of their body for the government. This is very sad to hear. And very disappointed me. Very disappointed me from this country. That people just go like this without ask questions and just give up from their ownership of their body and just give it to the science religion or government religion. And the consequences will be very hard. The cause and effect, friends. We are slaves of that. This is the only thing we are slaves on. Causality. This is the slavery we have. Only this. Causality. I don't call this slavery. But I call we need to live this with this, with understanding and harmony with this. And we can build a better world for us. We are builders of our reality. Depends what we build, the light of the dark or the darkness. It depends on our behaviors, if it's moral or immoral behavior, or if we do something right or wrong. And it's independent of what someone tells you to do. And what degree he are, it doesn't matter who he is. No one have the right to do this. We need to teach the rights to others. What rights they have, what rights they not have. Okay? And this shows how much people not understand what is going on. And they think everyone not understand. Yes, friends, we understand what does that mean. We're not so stupid. And they show it in the front of the people. Year by year I see this. I not know it's from yesterday. Okay? I see this year by year and I see every year they put more and more symbols in the front of the people because they don't care. They know the people so dumb, so ignorant that they will follow anything. Even not exist the disease outside, they will follow. If someone tell them in the news, if someone tell them based on what they tell them in the TV, in the media, they believe in that as a God. Okay? And they not ask questions, not have doubts even. This is what's said in the story. So this is what I want to show you, my friends. Thank you for listening to me. I will post more and more videos, further videos. Please follow and see in the next videos what I will post. Thank you for listening. Really important that people need to understand and need to take an action and do the great work. And no one need to do for them the work. We need to do the work as individuals. We need to understand. We need to be the voice of this world, because the mainstream media take all the voice 24/7. We need to be stronger than them. We need to be to do it every day. A lot of people need to do this, I mean. Not only a couple people need to make the great work. The great work is not easy, because that is called the great work. It's not easy to wake up ignorant, massive people outside. At all not easy. I try it in many ways, in many directions. It's not easy, but need to do this. Through the internet, through the private conversations, through anything. Even dancing, music, and anything, you need to do this. Because this is for our freedom. The life is not worth to live without freedom. We need to stand on our freedom. We need to stand on our rights. This is real men need to do. When they take your rights away, you need to stand on your rights. This is the real men to do. Who go to die in the wars is as a cowards. This is dying for some ritual someone do for you. And you sacrifice your body for that. And I not say that now is the 40-day season of sacrifice, and they do this all these rituals in these days. I don't know; it's very disturbing. But you need to, we need to see what will be. We need to be very aware of what happened, what is going on, and also need to do something and preparing for what will be, because we'll be nasty people. We'll be very nasty, and I see this here especially. Here especially is very, very hard times waiting for us if people will not understand and will not wake up. Especially here in the Middle East, people not understand enough all this. Because it's really hard work to do, but need to do this. And need a lot of people to do this, and we need to do this every day, that 24/7 people do. In the media, we need to do this like this. Because we really need to destroy the system of slavery, one at all this tyranny, because here the tyranny is very strong. People die from this tyranny, people die from this Zionism is an ideology, satanic ideology that people think is connected to Judaism. Nothing connected to Judaism, and people here kill for this. They very angry when I tell them that, where they very get angry when I tell them, listen, Zionism is a satanic ideology, politic ideology for idiots like you. So what do you think? This ideology, this organization, Zionist organization, is monetarian. They control all the monetarian system in the world, all the oils in the world. They suck the blood on the earth. Okay? And they control all this feeding, all these resources they take for themselves. And people still believe that Zionism is something good for them and is connected to Judaism. So I don't understand. This is really, really bad what is going on here in Israel. So I just share what I feel here and what is going on here. So thank you for listening to me again. We'll discuss about other topics later on in my videos. And thank you for listening to me. See you later. Bye bye. Remember, government is slavery. All the time was, will be, and now is a slavery system. And we need to take our personal responsibility to do the great work to destroy the slavery system for our freedom and rights to be sovereign beings. Bye bye, people. See you later. Bye bye.